Thanks very much, and thanks to your listeners too.
Really appreciate that. That's Captain Charles Nkosi talking us through around a Nigerian national arrested by the police for the manufacturing of drugs in an alleged student accommodations. In fact, the captain has already told us now that it's not necessarily a student accommodation primarily. It is just an accommodation that houses students and obviously, different classes of people that do work in the city, and I suppose who are seeking refuge. Then, in fact, in terms of shelter, I suppose not in terms of nationality. But yeah, let's then bring in the councillor in the ward, just looking after the Gamakuku area. That's Councillor Thabiso Mahlalela. He joins us now in conversation. Councillor, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Greetings to yourself and the listeners at home.
Yeah. Councillor, are you not worried about such being found in your ward? And what is your ward committee members telling you about what's currently taking shape on the ground?
Well, it is a big issue, especially in my ward, because you can imagine students going to school and then only to find out there is a person who is selling drugs. Well, it has touched all of us in the ward. We are trying very much to continue the good work, because I can applaud the community for giving the police such information to deal with this kind of matters.
How are you assisting, Councillor? I mean, we are told that kunabantwana abahlala lapha kulomuzi, as a municipality, using obviously the speaker's office and various other vehicles that are available to bring about awareness, more especially in that suburb of Gamakuku, because we understand that there's quite a number of students that are residing there, just to bring about awareness of the issues of drugs, because we might not know now what's currently taking shape and how wide this particular syndicate is. What sort of somewhat support are you going to give? Just bringing about awareness in the area.
Well, the biggest supporters that we need is the community. The community must wake up in courage to commit change, especially there in Gamakuku. Remember, the community is the main base supporter for everything that is happening there. So we will continue along with the alliance that we have. We've got Sanko there, we've got the Youth League in our ward, and also even the ANC. So we'll continue to work together and encourage especially members of the community of Gamakuku to continue to be alert on such matters.
Councillor, thank you so much just for being frank and coming close to the show to this evening and just giving us your own recollection and just somewhat of your stance around this particular issue of this Nigerian national who has since been arrested for manufacturing drugs. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Councillor.
No, thank you very much.